Well, with me, I have City of Derry assistant coach Chris Cooper. Obviously, he's having a bit of a thought after what happened today. A big result for Ballyclare, outscoring Derry by 9 tries to 3. But, I mean, apart from that, Chris, let's look at the positive. I think at the final 20 minutes, whenever Ballyclare could really have given you quite a mauling, the team upped their game and come back with those two tries from Conor Cummins.
Yeah, look, obviously, bit of a tough day at the office. But I think, you know, with small margins there at times, like, we played some really good rugby throughout that game. But against a side like Ballyclare, you just have to be on it from minute 1 to 80. You know, they're dynamic, and if you make mistakes and you give them chances, they'll take them. And today, obviously, they're very clinical. But again, like, I talked to our boys at the start there. I was just asking for, like, hunger and heart and passion. And we have a few boys playing out of position and stuff today, which didn't really help us. But, you know, the effort and the work that they're putting in, we can't fault that.
You also have to take into consideration what happened last Saturday. I mean, that team went down to play Bective in the final Irish Junior Cup. Bective coached by Bernard Jackman and all the rest of it. And all. Apparently a lot of players down there who are virtually semi-professional, and beat them 48-8. So it was no disgrace today, as I say. And it was great to see the way the boys came back, because it would have been very easy at one stage with 20 minutes to go. And I think that's the one thing you've heard. Having said that, of course, when you're missing David Graham in the backs and big Stephen Court, number 8, it does make a difference. But nevertheless, the boys that came on put their heart into it.
Yeah, look, like I say, you can't take it away from Ballyclare. They're a good side. They've been thereabouts in this league now for the last couple of years. You know, they know their game inside out and stuff like that. And like I say, if you give them opportunities, you make mistakes, they'll punish you. And that's what they did to us today. Again, I think we did create our own chances at times. I think we just needed that wee bit of clinical edge. And unfortunately, that was missing at times. But I thought we deserved it, like you say there. Like, we come back in the last part of the game there, and we probably deserved the losing bonus point if we'd have scored that fourth try. But just unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. Like I say, great to see Conor Cummins come in from the seconds, and, you know, grabbing himself a hat-trick today was thoroughly deserved. Again, Killian at 15 just made some great breaks and great effort. And like I say, Tiernan Thornton's playing 12 there, out of position usually in the pack. You know, you're saying there, boys, there, we've no Logie today either. Mm-hmm. We've no Jake there today, and missing 6 or 7 out of a squad like ours, you're definitely going to feel it. And unfortunately today, that was against a side like Ballyclare, who were in try scoring and very clinical sort of a mood. So unfortunately, it just wasn't our day today.
Well, let's be positive. Next week you play Ballymoney in the quarter final of the Junior Cup, isn't that right?
Yeah. So
and I mean, that's a game now that I think the boys can forget about today. Target next week, get the semi final of the cup, and that'll be a big bonus. And who knows, you could get a final out of it this year.
Yeah. Well, look, that's it. You know, that was one of our goals at the start of the season, was to try and do well in the cups and compete obviously in the league. We've been thereabouts in the league. Unfortunately, again, we've just sort of dished a few injuries at crucial times, and you know, we lost obviously last week against Ballymena away, but look, we want to put that disappointment behind us. And again, like I say, we'll be strengthened by having those boys back next week, and again, look, the game time and the learning the boys got from today will do them good stead as well going forward. So look, you know, they always say you learn more from a loss than you do from a win, but you know, we definitely learned some character from the boys today. They put their bodies on the line, and they give the effort that we couldn't really fault them, to be honest.
Well, Chris, all the best next week, as I say, at Ballymoney, and let's hope you'll be in the semi-final draw. And I think, even though today, and on paper, it looks as if it was a bad result, there's a lot of good things to be taken from it. I think that's what you've done all season. Things have got better and better, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah, look, we just need to keep working in the right direction, and Big week this week in training, Tuesday, okay. Thursdays, and we come trying to hit the ground running against Ballymoney, who again will be another good side. Again, they're improving, playing quite well in our league too, so it's not going to be no easy fixture. We're going to have to get ourselves really, really up for that game, and again, it hopefully should be a good competitive one here at home.